I have a quick question concerning Eliezer and Shammah. It speaks about their battles against the Philistines, and then it goes on to say, with respect to each individual, that Jehovah wrought a great deliverance. Yeah. But why aren't those two things mentioned in Adina's case? And it kind of, not shocks me, but it surprised me a little bit that the number is mentioned. And why is that number highlighted and not the other two things?
It's a very good question, actually. It is a good question. And again, I appreciate always when we look into the Word of God with these eyes that are open to see what's going on. In the case of the Tekumenite, which his name means really the wise one, it is by his wisdom, by the proper application, he slew those enemies of God. That's by his the wisdom that God has given him. I think it is important to realize that in every case, every one of them depended on the Lord. So he attacked those who have individually comes in to attack the person of David. He was one of the guards of David. So he went after some individual might come against the Lord, and you need to fight with them individually. The other two were fighting against the company. It wasn't just individuals. They were a company, and they're in that great company because there was a spoil to be gained. The Lord had brought great salvation. The Lord enabled the Tekumenite to use the wisdom from God to be attacked. That to me, he is like those people that have the ability sometimes, one-on-one, to kind of come into a conversation or a debate with some of the atheists and to kind of slay them right there, one-on-one. In that ability. In this case, you have a whole movement that is going, the Philistines movement, it is a religious movement that is going against the Word of God. The Philistines are known to be people who kind of were known in the days of Isaac, that they took the wells of Abraham and they put dirt in there. So they are people who know to move together against the truth of God. And there the Lord brings salvation for an individual. It's really, and we read in 2 Timothy about a man standing alone there. All have forsaken me. Mm-hmm. All have gone away. And what is the challenge to young Timothy? But thou, O man of God, you stand alone to defend the truth when there is a general attack, a big attack on it, and the Lord will bring great salvation. Mm-hmm. So there are times where it's one-on-one, and wisdom is needed at that time. There is a time when a whole movement coming in, and then we need to cleave to two things. Number one, the Word of God to defend, and to stand firm, to protect the truth as we have heard. Was it, in the eyes of the world, a little truth or a great truth? We could not really separate the Word of God this way. The whole Word of God is equally important in every aspect of it. But now we could move to the three men together now. Because we see them acting individually somehow, or as John had brought before us, the whole idea of Shammah and Eliezer joining together in defending the land in Chronicle. But then David had a desire. David had a desire. He was there in that cave, and he said, oh, I would love to get a cup of water from the well of Bethlehem. He didn't say, hey, I need three men to come out now and go and do that for me. He just expressed a longing of his heart. It wasn't a command. It was, he probably maybe sitting by himself and he just sighed and he said, oh man, I would love to get a glass of water from the well of Bethlehem. Maybe that's all he said. Mm-hmm. And these men who were close to him heard it. If you're far away, you're not going to hear the longing of his heart. They were close to him. And let's look at what he did. The three of them together.
Mm-hmm. What's the significance of three men in here?
Mm-hmm. Keith, do you know what number 3 stands for? Does anybody here know what number 3 stands for?
Does it have to do with like the three God, like the Godhead or no?
The one God in three persons.
Yes.
So number 3 is what? No whispering in the Bible readings. No whispering, out loud, clear so I could hear.
Completion.
What's that?
Completion.
Completion? Not really.
That's number 7.
Number 7 is a perfection and completion. Yes.
I think the number 3 is the symbol of cubic measure, right? So it stands for that which is solid, what's real, what's full. So it has the notion of solidarity connected with it. And in terms of math, you know, we talk about that number 3, that's a cubic. And that's kind of, you know, and the cube is solid, it's real. It's a unit measure. So you're standing, so the whole notion of 3 there, you have them standing as a unit. It's almost also carry that notion of unity and togetherness. So that's one meaning.
It's really diversity in unity. Just want to put it in a simple word. It's diversity in unity, because if you look at the three persons, distinct, but yet one, unity. So number 3 speaks of diversity in unity. And what we have here is 3 men. Different. Different than the Tachamonites is different than Eliezer, it's different than Shammah. They are different in characteristic. But when it comes to David's desire, they were united in doing that. And that's what we need to keep in mind. I don't want you to concern. You want it to be like somebody else. Be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. Be yourself, because each and every one of us was made in a distinct way. But we all could work together. And that's what the world is trying to do, which Christianity have accomplished. Everybody is different, but united together in the power of the Spirit of God, are able to work together to serve David. And that's exactly what they did. They felt that David has a longing, a desire for something. The Lord Jesus have desires. He wants your life. He wants your heart. He wants your time. And these 3 men, they said, David wants that, we're going to go and do it. That wasn't an easy journey. They know that they have, these are real Marine now. They have to go behind the enemy's line. They have to cut through the enemy's line. They have not only just to cut through it, but to get something, a cup of water. Try to carry a cup of water and run. And not spill any of it. I don't know how they form it. One carried and the other 2 were protecting. One was killing in the back, one was killing in the front. But what was before them? We want to make David happy. We wanted to fulfill the desire of David. We will work together. And if we have that desire in our heart, and David is the object, we will work together. Look, I'll use the Winter Youth Conference. I'm not like Tony. Neither I'm like John, thank God. Neither I'm not like the other John or David. We're totally different people. We're totally different people. Just totally different. But you know what? Look at how the work gets done. Everyone is different. And in the local assembly, I want you to learn that. Don't get scared when you see brethren are different. That's fine. The reality is this. If the focus is the Lord Jesus, and if the desire together to serve Him, you know what? We will work together and we will make David happy.